My people have always been people of the horse.
Since the late 1870s, Tom Frederick's ancestors have cared for horses, livestock, and their family on the rolling hills and prairie of the Rosebud Reservation, where a grandmother claimed her allotment many generations ago. When Tom handed over the ranch to his son, Wayne became the seventh generation to care for the land.
It's a big responsibility because culturally, the seventh generation, either it comes together or it falls apart. So I have a lot to live up to.
Together with his wife, Alex Romero, and their children, Summer and Cedar, the family implements regenerative agriculture practices to improve the rangeland that supports their grass-fed cattle operation.
The practices here, we do a lot of different rotational practices, strategic water placements, and it's really benefited because in 5 years, when the tribe finally did their grass studies, we actually went up in carrying capacity. So that was, you know, proving that it was working and what we were doing.
A healthy, abundant grass supply is important, Alex explains.
Grass-fed is 100% range, even in the winter, even when it's like the coldest and you feel really bad, but there's still like so much grass out there. So over the past 10 years, we've evolved these cows to graze.
The family's grass-fed beef is marketed locally under the brand name Res Raised, and it's a way the family shares their pride of place.
For us, being here on the reservation, raising a good product of meat, and what we do with that meat, we give back to the community. That's just a way for us to like show like it's not bad here. It's actually really, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a good place. It's just a mindset that people need to get over.
Like generations before them, the family continues to use horses to work their cattle. And the skills they put to work on the ranch, they also enjoy in the rodeo arena.
Rodeo is based off the skills that you use on the ranch every day. So like the roping, the calf roping. I mean, we use that when we're out tagging calves, like the team roping. How do you get, you know, a wild steer or cow that you can't get if we're out here and we can't get a trailer in there, how are we going to get it out? So, you know, everybody's got to be able to head and heel. Bronc riding, you know, that goes with the colt breaking, colt riding. So it went from the ranch doing the work and then to doing something fun, you know, let's prove our skills, who's the best.
Alex has been rodeoing since childhood, a passion she has passed on to her daughter, Summer, who says the ranch horses love the sport as much as she does.
She definitely enjoys it. She enjoys running barrels and poles a lot. You can see it. It's in her heart. It's also a break for them because they're not just my performance horses. They're the ranch horses as well. So they do a lot of the working the cows and moving cows and roping out here. And so their rodeos are like their vacation.
A 2021 graduate of Todd County High School, this is Summer's last high school rodeo season. She missed the 2020 rodeo season due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Because of my little brother, his heart condition, he was born with a heart murmur, and I didn't want to put him at risk of getting it because if he got it, I didn't know if he was going to die or not. And that's just something I can't risk for anything, not even rodeo.
In the fall, Summer will be leaving her family's ranch to attend Colorado State University. So for now, she is taking advantage of every opportunity to spend extra time horseback.
There's just something that's so like clearing, like mind clearing when you're riding by yourself out on this land. You can really feel the connection between you and your horse and the land when you're riding.
Summer plans to become a large animal veterinarian and hopes to one day return to work on the Rosebud Reservation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.